You think that's why people have some kind of an emotional attachment when they leave?
A lot of people have an emotional attachment that somebody would live in a harsh environment like this, but there's a place where you could still go out and get a moose and cut it up and eat it as part of your lifestyle. They value that. I'm opposed. You know, there's proposals that come forward before our council that would make only a subsistence use. No, it's not an exclusive use. It's not actually in the law. The law that gives a subsistence priority does also excludes an exclusive use. If there's an excess of a population, it has to be provided for other users.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law. And so the perception, the people who love to continue the urban-rural split are the ones who aggravate the issue, is that the rural people are going to have all of the research. No, that's not the way it is at all. The reporting that's done by the news media in Alaska is extremely biased towards urban preference, rural demise. So there's lots of various legislation, lots of different news media that loves to aggravate this urban-rural split. These resources are highly valuable to, especially places away from the road systems. A lot of villages like Huslia, $6 a gallon for gas. You go in the store, prices for meat are between $5 to $20 a pound for meat. These resources are highly valuable to the people who live closest to them. That's how they make their living. It's a huge percentage of their... They couldn't afford to live there if they couldn't harvest those resources. People say, well, urban, you know, getting into these urban, rural...
Just move to the city.
Just move to the city and get a real job. That America is founded on life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. People have a sense of place. Their place is in Huslia. It's not in Fairbanks. It's not working the 9-to-5 job. Their sense of happiness revolves around going down to set their whitefish net in the spring, doing a hunt and moose in the fall time, digging up some blackbirds out of their dens, stuff like that, cutting wood. That's their sense of happiness. It's not living in Fairbanks. Making everybody move to town is absolutely counter-constitutional. And so I become a little annoyed with the way subsistence is portrayed.